What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room. And we're going to go to Linda in Tennessee. Linda, thank you for being so patient. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I was calling to see what your thoughts were about the DNC staffer, Seth Rich, that was killed back on July 10th. Mm-hmm. He was the director of voter expansion for the DNC, and I just wondered what your thoughts were about it, because there seems to be a lot of mixed stories going on.
Well, we know that the official police report was that he was the victim of a robbery, except he was obviously beaten up and then shot in the back. But nothing was taken. He still had his money, his wallet, his watch, everything. Nothing was stolen. And apparently he was an IT expert. And right now, the most likely motive for what is clearly an assassination is that he may have been the leak that provided WikiLeaks with all those DNC server emails, because he worked on those servers. And they found out. And they rubbed him out in a very obvious manner to send a message to the other IT workers inside the Democratic National Committee. But at this point, that's the most likely motive from where I sit.
Okay. Well, that's what I was wanting to know. I was going in that direction myself. So thank you very much, and I appreciate all you do.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Now, we're seeing a story. At this point, Hillary has the nomination. The favors are going to be going on out. GovernmentSlaves.info is running a story where Hillary Clinton apparently is going to appoint Barack Obama to the Supreme Court to shift the court as hard to the left as she can. And so that's going to be her first move. Remember, one of her other aides said that within 100 days of her taking the Oval Office, she is going to make all the illegal immigrants instant citizens as a reward for voting her into the White House, even though illegal immigrants are not legally allowed to vote. Rather ironic piece of news came on out today. John Hinckley Jr., the man who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan and give George Herbert Walker Bush an early promotion to the Oval Office, has been released from the mental hospital where he's been for the last 35 years. And he's going to be living full-time in Virginia. And just when somebody might need a convenient, crazy assassin to send after Donald Trump, just almost seems a little more than just pure coincidence. Now then, the Internal Revenue Service is launching an investigation of the Clinton Foundation. And before you all get excited about, huzzah, huzzah, it's finally going to come undone, remember how wonderful the FBI's investigation of Hillary's private email server wound up. Yes, she did it. We're not going to charge her. What are you going to do about it? Now, apparently the reason for this investigation originated with a letter on July 15th, signed by 64 House Republicans, and it was sent to the IRS, to the FBI, the Federal Trade Commission, charging that the Clinton Foundation is lawless, that it is a slush fund masquerading as a philanthropic operation. So the IRS has a congressional mandate to investigate, and we don't know what they'll find or what they'll admit to finding. But the pressure is building up. Now, turning to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. The Syrian Air Force has received a batch, they're not being specific how many, of Sukhoi 24 M2 Fencer D frontline bombers. And these are very potent, capable weapons. They're roughly the equivalent of the American F-111. And so Syria's Air Force is being boosted up to use against ISIS or anybody who's trying to invade them. Over in Turkey, their prime minister, Binali Yildirim, is heartbroken by the fact that the United States is not going to hand over this cleric, Gulen. Fethullah Gulen. They're not just crating him up and FedExing him over as requested. And Yildirim is saying they have evidence crystal clear that Gulen was behind the coup with support from U.S. intelligence agencies. Some of the NATO officers at that Incirclic air base were involved. The commander of that whole operation was a former U.S. commander aligned with NATO. Now, obviously, as I mentioned before, there have been a lot of articles where this Fethullah Gulen is actually a CIA asset, and he's the head of a huge organization, and yes, they donated to the Clinton Foundation. They can't send this Gulen over there because Erdogan will put him on public display as proof of Washington, D.C.'s treachery, even with people that are supposed to be their allies. Now, Turkey's energy minister is dismissing the severity of the reorganization of their military, saying that even before the coup, Erdogan was planning a major shakeup to purge elements that were linked to Fethullah Gulen, that he was going to clean house and scrub them out. And then we had that coup. It failed miserably. Turkey thinks the U.S. is behind it. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about the war zones, the international scene here. And Turkey, because they are convinced the U.S. was behind that failed coup, is swinging toward Russia. They're opening up discussions about pipelines, lifting of sanctions. It's a major foreign policy blunder. We're going to take a phone call here. Larry in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Larry, are you? Oh, we just lost him. All right. Well, too bad. Let's scroll past up there. Now, in response to the buildup of arms and troops along the borders with Russia, Russia has, out of prudent necessity, started beefing up their military on their southwestern flank. And, of course, the U.S. is portraying this as more proof of Russian aggression. Russia's getting ready to invade Poland. No, Russia is responding to NATO aggression. Russia is not the aggressor here. You don't see Russian troops massing on the northern part of our border with Canada or south of our border with Mexico. You don't see Russian warships tooling around the Gulf of Mexico. The aggression is all on the part of the United States. And they're still trying to make believe that this isn't their idea. John Kerry is out there still saying the U.S. wants to avoid a confrontation in the South China Sea. We're just going to go on pretending that China doesn't own those islands because we got our cronies in the Hague to say no. And we're going to send our ships in there just because we want to prove we have freedom of navigation on the other side of the world from where our own country is. Now, over in Israel, they're taking advantage of the fact that everybody is distracted by the Democratic Convention meltdown, violence and immigration problems up in Europe, and the rest of it. They've started demolishing more Palestinian homes, and apparently Israeli forces opened fire once again on Gaza fishermen. These fishermen were just out there fishing off the northern Gaza Strip in Gaza territorial waters, and the Israeli forces opened fire, arrested two of them, and confiscated their fishing boats. Anyway. Now, up in Ukraine, and the other day we were mentioning on how all of a sudden a lot of Ukraine's top leadership is out of the country ostensibly on vacation. But the situation is very unstable. It's really not a wise time to be stepping out of your office when this much stuff is coming down. But Ukraine's finance minister has finally come on out and said, we don't see a reason why we would have to repay that $3 billion debt to Russia. And he said, it was a political loan we were forced to take. No, it wasn't. It's the money that's owed for all the gas and oil Russia has sent to Ukraine. And then he went on to say, well, because of, you know, all these problems with Crimea and the Donbass, we know it was Russia's aggression. So we're not going to pay them the money. They don't have it to pay. They're just looking for an excuse. At which point, Russia would be perfectly justified in shutting off those valves going to Ukraine, which will also adversely affect supplies going to Europe, which hooks in at the tail end of that pipeline. We're going to go back to the phone here. Alan in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to talk about the murder of that Seth Conrad Rich, which is a whistleblower at the DNC there. I think that really needs to be taken a closer look at now that after that, you know, the dump of the emails. I mean, I found out he was, I guess, on his way to talk to the FBI when it happened.
Well, there had been a lot of talk about he either was about to become or had been a whistleblower. And looking at the timing with the WikiLeaks dump and everything, I mean, Seth was in a position where he could have very easily provided all of those emails to WikiLeaks. Again, going back to that Sony Pictures hack where the FBI Director Comey and all of the security experts, it had to be North Korea, and it turned out it was an internal leak by a disgruntled employee. And this looks to me like it could exactly be the same thing. But let's go ahead and blame Russia for it, because Russia is the bad guy for today. So we're going to say bad things about Russia. And nobody's believing anything they're saying anymore. That's the thing. And, you know, that they just insist on more of these lies and propaganda because that's all they know how to do.
Yeah, one of his mistakes could have been going to the FBI to, you know, whistleblow, too, you know, after everything that happened with the...
Yeah, that could be. And again... You know, the FBI are not the swell bunch of Joes that you see in movies and TV. They are America's version of the Gestapo. They are there to protect the entrenched power. And certainly I learned that the hard way back when I tried to go public with the information I found about the murder of Vincent Foster. And I was the wrath of the FBI was unleashed on me and ended my career in Hollywood.
This could be Seth doing a little repay. From his grave, you know, sending out the dump of emails.
Well,
a little payback.
It may have been, or Seth may have just had a moment of conscience, because I think when you're out in ordinary America, you know, politics and corruption, you get used to it. But there's something about being in Washington, D.C. and in the White House, and all of a sudden people start saying, wow, you know, maybe I need to be doing a better job here. I think that's what happened to President John F. Kennedy.
Right.
You know, he was a political animal. His dad was a rum runner. He was a womanizer equal to Bill Clinton. And but I think all of a sudden, once he was in the White House, he looked around and said, wow, this isn't a game anymore. I'm really the president. And he set about trying to do the job that he thought he should be doing. And in the process, he angered a lot of various groups who had worked to put him into that White House. And at that point, you know, he signed his own death warrant. I think that's what happened to Vince Foster, because he was in this situation of having to draw up the trust declarations for the Clinton Presidential Blind Trust, which Foster knew was fraudulent. And he knew that if the fraud were ever uncovered, which it eventually was during the Whitewater hearings, he, as the lawyer, would go to jail. And only a couple of weeks before he was murdered, he'd given a speech at a local university where he stressed the importance of personal integrity, of knowing that what you're doing is the right thing. And I think he had a bad attack of conscience in that White House, and he decided rather than to participate in this crime, this fraud, he was going to resign. But that would have brought more attention to the already six-month late trust declarations, and I think that's why he was killed and his office looted by Hillary's chief of staff. And 3 days after Foster's murder, those trust declarations were completed by an unknown party and submitted to the trustee.
Wow, that's pretty bad. Really
bad.
Yeah,
it is. It is.
Well, thanks, Mike. That was it.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to the news, people are still going through those leaked emails. And they're finding more and more things that were going on. And the latest revelation from the Clinton emails reveals continued efforts to sabotage Venezuela. And we know the U.S. has been trying to bring Venezuela to heel. They were trying to get Hugo Chavez out because Chavez was selling Venezuela's oil for the Chinese yuan, horror of horrors. They tried a coup d'etat against him. He came back after just 1 week. And we know that there's been continued economic warfare against Venezuela, and the Clinton emails confirm it. They love to play dirty. So let's turn to the economic news. Deutsche Bank profits plummet 98%. This is in Russia Today. The CEO is warning of further cuts to staff and closure of offices. And Deutsche Bank is heavily exposed in derivatives. And the Bank of France and I think the Bank of England are very tied in with Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank could actually collapse before the Italian banks. Right now, it is estimated that the quantitative easing taking place in all these countries with all these private central banks that are in trouble is now running $180 billion per month. They're just printing up the money like crazy and showering it all over themselves. At the same time, they're telling bank savings account holders, well, we're going to go to negative interest rates. If you want to put your money in a savings account, we're just going to help ourselves to a little bit of it, which is going to discourage people from having savings accounts, which is why you're hearing all this talk about we have to ban cash. Only terrorists and criminals and people wanting to keep us from helping ourselves to their wealth would use cash. Story coming out of the Epoch Times, IMF and China accelerate creation of new global reserve currency. Even the International Monetary Fund is sensing that the days of dollar hegemonic domination of the global economy are coming to an end. A new global reserve currency would destroy foreign demand for U.S. dollars. Because what are you going to do with U.S. dollars? If you bring them back to the United States of America, what can you do with them? We don't manufacture anything anybody wants to own anymore, and nobody wants our GMO agriculture. Our entire economy has been supported on that mafia-like piece of the action generated by the world using the U.S. dollar for global trade and banking and the buying and selling of critical resources like oil. That's why there's this big push for a new world war. The real threat to the American status quo is the Russian ruble and the Chinese yuan. And in order to protect that U.S. paper dollar, the government is willing to send a million of your children to horrific death. Moody's has now downgraded Alaska's credit rating. It's gone from AA1 to AA2 because Alaska is now running a multi-billion dollar deficit. Why? Because Alaska was one of the victims of that ill-conceived oil price war against Russia. And I pointed out, this is an example of the very poor quality of thinking that's been coming out of Washington, D.C. They get an idea, we'll crush oil prices, it'll ruin Russia, and they stop thinking at that point. And that's what you get when you have a government administration that's made up not of the best minds, but of the biggest donors. And the leaked DNC emails confirm Hillary's going to do exactly the same thing. All those top government positions are going to go to her biggest donors. And they're going to come on in and they're going to treat the U.S. government the way they treat their businesses. Maximum profit, maximum benefit, and whatever happens on the side, it's somebody else's problem. Now, China is one of the world's, actually, it's the world's largest producer of gold, and still it cannot keep up with demand for gold by its citizens. And by the way, China encourages their people to invest in physical gold, as opposed to the U.S., which is out there saying, you don't want that yellow, smelly, heavy metal. You want the paper. You want the stocks and everything. Demand for gold is so high in China, China's actually starting to import gold from Russia to supply the Chinese market. And that's a good thing. Because when all of this Ponzi scheme central banking comes down, people with hard assets like silver and gold are going to be the least harmed. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, as you know, not too long ago, after much delay, the Chilcot Report finally came on out, which detailed how phony Tony Blair's government basically lied and tricked the people of Great Britain into joining in with this war on Iraq, which was sold to the American people with threats of nuclear weapons and anthrax and sarin, all of which turned out to be completely bogus. This was a war about oil revenue. This was a war to take Saddam Hussein out of power, who had been a U.S. ally, because he dared sell Iraq's oil for the euro. You can't do that. Well, even though The Hague has declined to prosecute phony Tony Blair, proving once again that the untouchables are untouchables all over the globe and not just here in the United States. The law in Britain allows people to bring their own criminal and civil proceedings against others. We don't have that in the United States anymore. It was taken away from us in 1981. We're not allowed to file criminal charges against people we know to be criminals in order to protect the guilty from the innocent. See how it works. Well, the Chilcot families put together a crowdfunding project to raise money to file their lawsuit against phony Tony Blair and bring him to justice. And they got £125,000 in just a week, which shows you just how angry the people of Great Britain are about this. And they are very close to their original target of 150,000 pounds. And they're probably going to get it within the next few days. And it's going to be hard for Tony Blair to weasel his way out of this one. Now, turning to the European Union and Turkey. Turkey is apparently very angry with everybody that they think took part in this aborted coup d'etat. And Erdogan, even before the coup d'etat, was sort of running this little extortion ring with the European Union, demanding money in order to keep the refugees within Turkey. And he demanded £2.5 billion. The EU has failed to deliver that. Turkey has declared that the EU is not honest, which everybody knew anyway, and is now about to launch 3 million new refugees into Europe. 3 million. Now, the EU is saying that they had actually sent the money, and who knows, maybe they did. But Erdogan is on a rampage. He's furious, and you should never make decisions when you're angry, but he's angry. And the refugee crisis is just getting out of control. The culture shock is there. And again, the problem is these refugees are coming on in absolutely convinced that the countries they are now moving into should adapt to their religion, their way of life, that everybody who's already there needs to surrender the culture and religion and lifestyle they've had for their entire lives and immediately become whatever it is the refugees are demanding. And apparently a gang of Muslims stormed a privately owned swimming pool in Germany, which allowed basically clothing optional swimming. It's for naturists. And threatened to kill the women there for being sluts because they were swimming in the pool without any clothing on. Now, a lot of people here in the United States are going to say, well, that's kind of icky anyway. But you need to understand in Europe, people aren't as hung up about their bodies as they are in the United States of America. Here in the United States of America, we're encouraged to be really ashamed of our bodies, you know, just like that whole thing with the serpent and the apple and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The serpent says you should be ashamed of your nudity, at which point the serpent then owned a chain of clothing stores and retired to Florida wealthy. In Europe, it's a lot more casual. People dress when it's appropriate, and when it's not appropriate, they don't bother. And so there's this swimming pool, and these Muslims barge on in, start screaming at people, how dare you run around naked? And of course, the Germans are very upset. This is their country, it's their culture, it's their way of life. And again, it goes all the way back to Teddy Roosevelt, who said, if you want to come to the United States through the legal immigration channels, you are welcome. But you have to adapt to our culture, our language, our religion. That's just common courtesy. Don't come into this country, especially illegally, and demand that we change our country to be what it is you ran away from. Seems counterproductive if you think about it. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we just put up a story at whatreallyhappened.com. A lot of people were having some issues with our podcasts, and the podcast page has been changed. The new one is already in the links at whatreallyhappened.com to get you to the new correct place. If you have an automated script, we just posted the new URL to put on in there. So for those of you who were complaining you couldn't get yesterday's podcast, I was just made aware of this myself. So it's a completely different system, and that's a little technical note we need to put out there. Now then, getting on back to this problem with the refugees and Europe, it's kind of a weird dichotomy, because on the one hand, you've got these one group of refugees screaming that the women have to cover up. They can't go around naked. If they're wearing shirts and T-shirts and shorts, they can be stabbed. And then you have the others, which are going on out there with these mass sexual assaults. And apparently there's a new big stink in Germany where this 40-year-old man from Eritrea, who's been granted official refugee status, was arrested while he was sexually assaulting a 79-year-old woman who was visiting her sister's grave at the cemetery. And apparently the security staff at the cemetery saw this guy attack the woman, and they arrested him. Now, German officials have issued a call to change the German constitution to allow the military on the streets. And here's the problem. It's the wrong solution. If you want to stop all of this culture shock and turmoil, you close your borders. And you call on the United States to stop all these incursions into all these Middle Eastern nations, which have created this refugee crisis, which is the largest since World War II. But the political leadership still seems to be on track for this new world order, blend everybody together, and you're just going to have to get used to all these problems. It's a small price to pay to be part of the new world order, the one world government. And people really don't want that anyway. We have enough problems with our national governments behaving the way that they are, such as on display at the Democratic National Convention. So it's really out of control. Germans are furious. They're saying Angela Merkel has ruined Germany. And they had these four attacks by Muslims involving knives and axes. And the gun grabbers are all out there crying, why couldn't they have used an AR-15? What's wrong with these people? We can't do anything with knives and axes. They've got to, we get these people some guns. Germans are starting to even talk about their own version of the Brexit. They want out of the EU. They want to be able to go back and control their own borders and decide who gets to come in and who doesn't. And that's reasonable, isn't it? I don't have locks on my doors in my home because I'm racist. I have locks on my doors to protect that which I love, which is my wife and myself. Because there are bad people out there. All right, let's grab a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. And Ben, and you missed ban lorries, man. You got to ban trucks, too, because they're they truck kill.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. It's an assault truck. You know,
it's an assault truck. Hey, Mike, you know, I watched that Donald Trump press conference, and you know where this is headed. Look, all the questions about Russia and Putin. This is where we're headed, people. I mean, it's just we're going after Russia. That's the bottom line, Mike. I mean, with all these.
Well, they're trying to start a war with Russia, but you know, that's why Donald Trump is such a threat to them. He's not going along with this. Let's make war on the rest of the world to keep the dollar king of the world.
It's just creepy how all the media was they got their marching orders ready, Mike. They're not going to go after. I'm just going to tell people they're not going to go after Hillary. The laws are not going to be. You know, she's above the law. The media is on her side. People need and don't write your congressman. It's not going to change anything. And your senators, it's not. It's just not. You know, people need to realize this. I mean, this is where we're at. You know, it's sad, Mike. I mean, this whole refugee crisis now, Mike. I mean, isn't it bizarre how these refugees are coming? They're just. It's like they're obviously being allowed to come in. This is orchestrated to destabilize Europe by the government of Europe. I mean, like, it's insane,
now,
Mike. I mean,
it's not about destabilization. It's about destroying people's regional, cultural, historical identity by blurring everyone together. If you have all these Middle Eastern, African people all over there, at some point, Sweden stops being Sweden because the Swedish people are now a minority. Great Britain stops being Great Britain because the British people are a minority. France stops being France because the French people are a minority. That's what this is really all about. The New World Order people want to blur all of the ethnic groups and religions on Earth into one formless mass to make them easier to control, except, of course, for Israel, which hasn't taken in any of these refugees. They want to keep Israel pure. We're the chosen ones. Of course, we're going to preserve our cultural identity and our religion and our ethnic purity. But the rest of you, we're just going to just stir you all on up, make useful workers out of you.
But how do you control? It gets to a point where it's uncontrollable, though, and you can't put it back in the box. You know, I don't know. I mean, I never seen so many attacks in ever like this, Mike.
It could easily provoke a backlash. We could see civil war in all of these countries between the indigenous people who have lived on that land for generation after generation and all of these new incursions coming on in. And one of the things that keeps being pointed out is that for some strange reason, all of these refugees tend to be single young men of military age.
Yeah, that's another key. You know, where's all the young kids? You know, where's all the women? You know, it's just mostly men.
It's a good question. It's a good question. It's a very good question.
And then we being U.S., the EU, caused all these refugees in the first place, people need to realize. You know, hey, Mike, real quick on Deutsche Bank. If Deutsche Bank goes, would you say it's over? I mean,
they're going to have a hard time containing that damage. And again, it's because of the derivatives exposure, economic globalism. And you'd think they would have learned a lesson from back in 2008. When it was because of globalism that the meltdown of Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud spread to Europe and so many other places and caused such harm there. So they're going to have a really hard time containing the damage if Italy's banks go under, if Deutsche Bank goes under. It's all strained to the breaking point here because it's all a giant Ponzi scheme. And Ponzi schemes always ultimately collapse. And at some point, all the instant money out of thin air isn't going to do it because people are going to realize the value of the paper currency is being inflated away, and they're going to dump that paper currency. They're going to get into hard assets of some kind, and the government will respond by banning cash and confiscating silver and gold because, they did it with gold back in 1933. And everything that they're doing to preserve their banks is pushing the people of the world closer and closer to revolt. Look at those mass demonstrations they had in France. Weren't even being covered in the American corporate media. The entire planet is ready for a giant purge of all these oligarchs and money junkies.
It's amazing, though, how everything is coming. I said this a while ago. Everything is coming into a fold. Doesn't it seem like it's just everything is breaking apart all of a sudden and just collapsing around us? Like, you know, it's just...
It does.
When's the last time you remember something like this, you know? I mean...
Well, not in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Not in my lifetime, but it is. And again, I think one of the reasons is because prior to globalism, the life cycle of nations were running basically asynchronously in countries. Now, because of globalism and all the economies are working in synchronization, all the politics are working in synchronization. And that's why I keep saying that this push to create a single global government and a single global private central bank to enslave us all in perpetual debt has created a political climate conducive to a single global revolution all at once in every single nation. There, you know, it's time to go along on tar feathers and guillotines.
I second that. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Well, I was looking at this nonsense with WikiLeaks and blaming Russia for all this DNC email. If you remember, about 2-3 weeks ago, I mentioned these leaks coming to you from WikiLeaks, and I think you poo-pooed it a little bit. But now I think you're on board with what's happening. But,
yes.
What I'm looking at now is this is absolutely the height of hypocrisy by the American administration. You know, I mean, you're interfering in Syria. You want Assad out. You're actually using military force to try and get that to happen. Obama and Kerry interfered in the Brexit vote, which angered most people in Britain. And we need, you know, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we should kick all the American bases out of Britain and tell them, go home. We don't need you. We don't want you. You know, this is all nonsense that's going on. And Europe, Why is Europe being so flooded by all these refugees? It's the nations themselves. Why aren't they closing the borders? I mean, Hungary has now started to close its borders. Austria may be doing the same thing. And this is just escalating beyond ridiculous now that Erdogan has said he's going to push another 3 million into Europe.
It is. It's completely out of control. And meanwhile, of course, the European Union Council up in Brussels is out there threatening any European Union nation that wants to enforce its borders with sanctions and fines and all the rest of it. Because that whole European Union was one of the stepping stones to create that single global government. They've botched it badly. But the plan was a united Europe that was then federalized into a single unit. Then they were going to have the North American Union. Then they were going to federalize that. Maybe that's why they were running Ted Cruz for president. They figured it wouldn't matter if he was from Canada, you know, because it's all one big, you know, Canada, States of Mexico or something. But they've definitely stumbled badly, and for two reasons. First of all, the European Union was built with a built-in self-destruct device called the European Central Bank, which brought nothing but horrific economic hardships to the member states of the European Union. The second was jumping the gun on this opening of the borders to flood Europe with refugees to destroy Europe's sense of identity. Because coming as fast as it did on top of the economic pressures, that has really upset a lot of people.
More than that, I mean, there's a backlash already taking place in the UK where attacks on these Muslim immigrants is increasing by the day. Eventually, it'll end in a bloodbath, I'm sure. People are just fed up with it. They've taken enough. Along with all the austerity and the rest that the governments have put on the people, they're angry. They're angry about everything.
They're very, very angry, and a rage long in building is long in cooling. It's not going to go away anytime soon, and people really have reached a breaking point on many different levels. This whole globalist system right now is feeling very fragile. It could shatter from any one of a number of different initiating events, such as a global economic meltdown. And I know that a global financial crisis was originally one of the three pillars on which they were going to build the New World Order, the other one being a global pandemic that forced us all to rely on a global health authority, and then, of course, human-caused global warming, which was going to require a global environmental authority to tell us how to all live our lives. But the attempt to create the pandemic in 2009 fizzled. Everybody understands the world is actually cooling. So they're raising on a busted flush, because when there's an economic crisis, everybody understands it's private central banking that led to all this unpayable debt. And a new, bigger private central bank isn't going to fix the situation. It's like when the Titanic hits the iceberg, somebody says, well, let's back up and hit it on the other side and see if that makes things better.
Well, I think what's happening now is, I think it's already happening, this nonsense that's going on in the DNC is the first cracks in the system. I mean, it looks like the DNC is going to split into two political entities. It's not going to stay cohesively. I mean, I have heard that members of the Bernie contingent are saying we are going to actively campaign against Hillary in the swing states. I mean, this is going to really hurt Hillary Clinton.
Well, yeah, it is. She's in trouble. And a lot of people know she's in trouble. Her Wall Street backers are getting very, very nervous because they've invested a huge amount of money in her campaign and they may not get the payoff. And the more desperate Hillary gets, the more ridiculous the things they try and do. Apparently, the Hillary Clinton campaign is trying to get Donald Trump to remove one of his super PAC ads on TV that shows how Clinton went to India and talked up outsourcing, bringing American jobs to India, and then got a donation from an Indian politician, Amar Singh, of $5 million. And Clinton campaign is saying this is ridiculous because the donation came considerably after she was selling outsourcing. Well, that doesn't mean anything at all. It's not like she shows up and gets handed a check immediately. You know, when you're paying a bribe, you understand a little bit of time distance. It makes it less obvious that it's a bribe. But every time she does something like that, it's just sending that message of desperation and panic and attempt to stifle free speech. And what they did at the Democratic convention was out there in the open. And we knew the Republican convention was trying to do the same thing. They were still trying to figure out a way to keep Donald Trump out of that nomination, and they failed miserably. But the American people as a whole, even those in the worst states of denial, have had an ice bucket challenge in the face saying, guess what? We don't have a democracy anymore. We have party machines. We have pre-selected candidates. We have stolen, rigged elections. They've rubbed everybody's noses in that, and there's no going back from that. There's no going back. The American people are not going to believe their elections are honest until we have a verifiable, provable, honest election system. And that means getting rid of those electronic machines. Add sledgehammers to those things we should be investing in for future events. All right, well, John, I need to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We got a bunch of callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Mike in Calgary, Alberta. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Just calling you from the birthplace of Ted Cruz. And want to apologize for sending our worst down to the U.S., like him and Justin Bieber and the likes thereof.
Well, I don't have that much of a problem with Justin Bieber. I mean, you gave us William Shatner. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
yeah.
not all bad.
I actually work within a stone's throw from the hospital that Cruz was born in. But anyways, I was just kind of looking back at some of the things here regarding the French terror attacks and so on, and how they've sort of increased in severity and frequency. And it all seems to kind of pick up around November of 2015, and that happens to be around the same time that Benjamin Netanyahu warned France that if they recognize Palestine as a state, it would be a quote-unquote grave mistake.
You noticed that, did you?
Yeah.
A lot of people picked up on that, you know, recognized, oh, the terrorists are going to come get you. Why? The terrorists are supposedly in favor of a Palestinian state.
Yeah.
You know, but again, Israel is the master of the false flag. There's a wonderful book by an ex-Mossad agent, Victor Ostrovsky. He lives in the U.S. now. He's in Arizona, I think. He's an artist. He's got his own gallery. But it's called By Way of Deception. And it talks about how Israel's Mossad just uses dirty tricks to get Israel's enemies to fight each other, or to get Israel's friends to fight Israel's enemies for them. That was the motive behind the attack on the USS Liberty, to trick the United States into war against Egypt. They did it again to Reagan when they smuggled a radio transmitter into Tripoli and broadcast all kinds of messages saying, we're coming to commit acts of terror. And Reagan fell for it and bombed Gaddafi, missed him, killed his five-year-old daughter. That's how Israel does these things.
Yeah, indeed. And it's... Now I think what's going on, now that they, you know, the Mossad has gone sort of within their, you know, got their patsy to go in and kill the Catholic priest, not only do they want to turn this into a race war, but also now a religious war.
Oh, Israel would love to find a way to trick all of the dumb Christians and the dumb Muslims into killing each other off, you know, leave a small population to pay retail, of course.
Yeah,
but, you know, Israel wouldn't mind that at all, one tiny bit.
Well, yeah, that's just the way they want to do it, right?
Israel wouldn't mind if they could trick the United States and Russia into a mutually destructive nuclear war, and maybe even get China in that as well. That would leave Israel and their nuclear arsenal effectively in control of the entire Mideast. And because of the control of the oil revenues, Israel would basically be calling the shots around the entire world. Now, the fly in that ointment, of course, is the fact that Erdogan, courtesy of the United States of America, may now be in possession of over 50 of these B-61 nuclear weapons. So wow. That whole dynamic may be changing.
Yeah, that kind of changes the picture somewhat over there as well, yeah.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Cool. Thanks for letting me on, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, you got it. We're going to let you go here. We got a couple more callers waiting on the line, but we're going to take a break here for station identification, and we'll take the phone calls as soon as we come back.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.